adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
You have your Pathfinder shirt?
Nope.
You don't get any rerolls?
No rerolls for you!
I'm in the process of moving, so...
Where are you moving to?
Where Phelps lives.
Oh.
Or lived.
Okay.
And Ryan already has no characters. That's right. Oh, I forgot Shipbirds.
Yes. So are we just all in the hotel?
It's going to be, I want to say it's going to be 8 hours after you guys killed Hivey. The guy that underneath.
Mm-hmm.
That way you guys can get all your hit points, all your ability points.
Oh, they heal?
Well, they heal one of each per 8 hours, but we'll say that.
They're all back, because we're mythic.
We'll say Tabit was nice and healed.
Okay.
Do I get mine back?
Fuck yes.
Not your permanent one, you know.
What if I read a book of anti-acolyte?
You live too.
Oh, damn it.
The other thing is, being really, really drunk at noon was a lot more fun than I thought it would be. I was kind of worried that I had way more fun than I thought I would.
That's what David was saying. He was like, Dustin said he was coming,
yeah.
But he said he was... Wait.
I fell asleep at about 5 and woke up at 5 a.m.
Oh,
I slept for 12 hours, yeah. I was really tired anyway because I had only had 4 hours of sleep. And I had been up for almost 24 hours at that point.
Yeah, so that beer tastes good. Are we recording now?
Yeah.
Alright,
yeah,
lush.
Hey, since it's another new session.
I come to pet Shivers a little bit too, because I'm.
He's a little
we had that moment that last time with the break dancing, and I
he's a little skittish right now.
I shivers. I play a little music. Like, soothing, like massage therapy sounding music.
It feels complete now.
Pet him a little bit.
All right,
good job, buddy.
He's feeling better.
You okay,
buddy? He got knocked out, if you guys remember.
I know. I'm not particularly happy with David here, but
what?
I'm not particularly happy with you. Because you left us, but Shivers did have a hot, rough day. Sorry,
well, buddy. Was you supposed to leave him up there?
Good job, buddy. I didn't say good job, buddy.
I do remember Shivers being knocked out. That was like the highlight of the
last. Yeah,
you're
like,
ah, yes.
Yeah.
I could just leave him down there.
I was like, aw, little poor guy. Well, get a new badger, David. He's going.
We'll say this in
Macau. What's up, Macau?
We're back.
I
all
almost
right.
was about to get to see him, and then he decided to stay.
All right, so we got one's down.
Oh, yeah.
We got a little messed up. I got hit by some...
I was fine.
Horrible
so got,
mushroom
so you guys
tentacle
can
things.
Can kind of... Are we going to do like an intro type thing? Or something?
What should we do a recap?
Maybe we can do it now too, but when we start right here, maybe we should, like, do breaks and stuff. What do you think?
I mean, it would be more...
Professional.
Yeah.
And I think it would segue better.
That's what Chris online said. He's like, I've heard worse podcasts, which is a polite way of saying it.
Yeah, well, I mean...
But it was like, we have two people that like us.
Yeah, so I think we don't want to do
that. That one person, yeah, apparently...
Someone even commented...
Yeah, someone we don't even
no,
know.
No, it would be,
I
it's just,
where he lives.
I would have to keep track of the time. Well, I guess it
wouldn't
be
matter.
Too hard. I mean, I could just keep a timer on,
why,
on the table.
Why does it matter if we do breaks? I don't understand.
I don't think it matters too much. I
we
mean,
don't have...
Well, boxers. I guess just because,
technically, we do breaks. I mean, whenever
yeah.
we go to
yeah.
eat.
Get food.
Yeah.
But I guess
be,
I just mean,
easy,
like, there's no...
It's easy to follow.
Yeah, because, like, we record... When we record, we get, like, 4 in a row. And, like, there's...
No. Yeah.
There's no, like, stop and we regroup because we're in the middle of playing that it just starts up again.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like on Nerd Poker, they're like, well, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, like they stop real quick, and even though they don't really take a break, you know,
yeah.
they just keep playing. But
yeah.
I mean, I could just keep an eye on it and be like, okay.
It's just like a cutoff point for David to be like,
yeah.
oh, we're going to put a break here.
It would make it easier for me, too, a little bit, I guess.
Okay, but,
Yeah, I'll
so,
just keep an eye out about a, if it's about an hour and I feel like it's out
okay,
of good Okay,
another
point.
Quick recap, Eric here, DM. The group has just, went to an abandoned, church. It didn't look like there was anything going on inside until they got underneath. And then they found one of the summoners of the Eldritch Horror that was underneath the first building. And they also discovered every building in this town is some kind of death trap dungeon area.
We discussed checking out our basement. Making sure there's not some evil abyssal creature.
And below your inn is the 100 room dungeon.
What if you coil lives under there?
Oh.
That's where his plane is underneath.
Yeah,
underneath the bar.
Some random
I'd like
bar.
To run off.
He's got better taste than that.
They fought the lore master Hivey, who was one of the summoners. Little weird because he had a weird gag thing over his mouth.
Two listeners.
What was that thing was like?
That couldn't have been what that was.
What?
That one gag thing he had.
Yeah,
that couldn't have been what it was it?
No. But the cord thing?
We'll
figure
out.
Well,
like kinky.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was some, I think it was like a defensive thing.
Yeah, he thought it was defensive. You guys later learned out he didn't copy it right, so that's basically a piece of cloth.
Yeah, because
that's right. I'm keeping it.
I tried to
there might be some visitors
that
need
that
cloth.
Yeah.
They defeated him. They found some magic items down there.
Shrooms.
Kenny found that violet mushrooms, tentacles melt your skin off.
Yeah, no more of those.
I should have seen if we could have sucked him
in.
Shivers the Badger took a big hit from some of Hy-Vee's alchemical explosions, so they
survived.
David took him back up, and everybody else came back up. Three of our group have leveled up. The other one is disgruntled about it.
How much XP can Shivers reward?
You buy more adventures and pathfinding.
It's funny.
Merchandise
and the funny part was that Ryan did all the killing last time.
Yeah, he did.
He's like boom, boom, boom.
I think I bust someone
he
and all I see is like scorching
of...
ray and shit was dying.
Thank God he killed more of those mushrooms because I really do not like them.
And now we got where we're at now. We're back at the end. Everybody's leveled up. Everybody got cured. We got Tabit, we got Kenny the Bard, Tabit the Clerk, David the Ranger with companion sidekick Shivers, and Mentos the Sorcerer Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So are we all in the end? Is everybody hanging out?
Yeah.
This will be 10 hours after Hy-Vee's death.
So Shivers is probably going to be recuperating still, so he won't be in this adventure at all.
I'm assuming Dustin didn't
do
any curing to him whatsoever.
I'll cure moderate wounds if I have to.
I shaved him while everyone was sleeping. I definitely shaved him.
It wasn't too hard because all of his skin was burnt off.
He's yeah.
Oh no!
He did it. He mage-handed it. I saw him.
That was his elbow.
Eric's computer just fell off the.
He mage elbowed it.
You lost XP for that. Now you're never getting to level 5.
Yeah, because that's not my computer technically.
That's
the school district.
Yeah.
Well,
I did that part out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fixed it. It runs better than ever now.
Let's all sit around and
this old TV not working smack it thing.
We'll eat some food and discuss what we're gonna do next.
Yeah.
I never eat in this game.
Do I? Yeah. Let's have some food. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I think
assume
you
we're resting. We're resting, I'm assuming that's part
when you're trying to fish.
I do check my bags, and I do have a 3-year-old.
Little pause here real quick. We were just planning on ordering pizza tonight.
That's fine. Sounds good. I got $10.
What's your poison? What's your preference, I guess?
I like it with
food.
Burger more, so meats.
Yeah.
And toppings.
So. I like sausage.
Sausage.
I love sausage.
I like whatever you order.
If you put other meats
on
there,
I think, what else is wanting to know?
I can't think of a pizza I would not eat.
I bet I could think of one.
I'm sure you could, but
anchovies aren't that great, but I'd still eat it.
Pineapple
pizza's not
right.
I had a meat dish one in Chicago one.
Yeah.
I think my favorite is probably like barbecue chicken, but I'm not expecting that.
Any brand? She'd also ask you brand, I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't care.
I'm not picky.
We'll probably do Godfathers.
You Papa Hut. I don't think we had Godfathers in. Last time we had Godfathers.
As long as they have Davenport's Pizza Hut.
You go to Little
Caesar's. I would say sausage.
Where's she coming from?
The moon.
She went to her grandma's, and then she had to go to her friend's.
Does her grandma make good pizza?
No, mom's, and then I don't remember where she went.
Is she planning on picking it up on the way back?
Yeah, I think that's why she's asking.
Which is, where is her grandma?
Her grandma lives right next to UT. I don't know where the other lady is.
So not that far away at all.
Yeah. I want to say sausage, taco, and...
Meat lover. Yeah.
Let's continue the Mexican thing.
Isn't that just a calzone?
Yeah.
Taco calzone pizza?
It's like a calzone. It's a lazy calzone. We had rolled into our friendly Thanksgiving last night. We had all the traditional.
And that ends what we're ordering to eat later today, folks.
I brought Chinese food of crab rangoons and egg rolls. And then,
depends on how much I'm paying attention.
You guys have another party or just
Ukrainian food?
All right, so what is everybody doing right now?
Order, but it was delicious.
All right.
I thought we were going to go... All
right, let's come back in from our pause.
This is time to discuss what...
Oh, I was
coming back in from
our
pause.
I was talking all that in character.
I remember
you quiet for a
second. A pizza pie.
Yeah.
A lazy calzone.
We should make a circular object and put meats and cheese on it.
Well, we'll wait for you to come back from the restroom and then
I'm going to the restroom. I'm going to
make money.
I've got
more
minis I'm going to be picking up.
The elf can make a lot of money off this. What did you say again? Circle of bread.
Hold on. Everybody be quiet for a second.
You have something important to say?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Edit point. Okay.
Edit point.
So, we were going to go kill the guy that was closest after that.
Yeah,
we're
killing them all so that our plane was.
There's two keepers left.
Yep.
The one's in the asylum, and then there's another one, I think, here in town.
I have three left.
The asylum's outside of town, if I remember right.
Whichever was closest,
there really. There should only be two left.
Oh, that's right, because we think that the worm, or whatever it is,
killed those two.
Whatever the invisible monster is going to go to the nearest one.
Because it killed the two down below where we found the book. Then we killed the third one.
Yep, the mirror in...
If I went and killed my dad, would I get more powerful?
What's that?
Since he created me.
What's that?
If Tabit went and killed his father, would he get more powerful?
Only if you ate his heart.
If you killed him, what the hell's the difference?
Sorry, Dad. We should have an episode where all our parents show up.
You wrote that letter to your dad.
It's only been 3 days.
That would be awesome, because my dad would be so disappointed.
It's been like 3 months. No, it's been 3 days.
He's like, what is wrong with your eyes? What the fuck?
You never understood me, Dad.
I got blessed by a guy.
Also, plate mail, Tabit. Seriously?
Yeah, Tabit bought some plate mail, full plate armor, so he's like sitting at the table.
Repainting.
Well, it sounds like this. And then I lift up my faceplate. Like,
he sounds like the car.
Okay.
Your beard's caught.
So we were going to go to Keeper Mir, right?
Where we're going to try to find him?
Hopefully, yeah.
The nearest one, I believe, is
Keeper Mir.
All right, and you guys are talking, you hear a little dingle thing.
There was that one thing that got away. We still got that weird ghoul thing.
I thought we caught him. I thought that's who the guy was.
And
no, he jumped out the window.
You guys will notice like a little goblin lady walk in.
Hello, goblin lady.
Is it the...
I know stereotypically we don't like goblins coming in, but...
She's got,
Hold on, I speak goblin.
I was saying that a goblin. I don't know if she understood it.
She's got, like, a
offer her
bag in her hand.
Offer
it looks
her
like it's
room.
Full of ick.
I'll say in goblin, how can we help you?
Just saying goblin to you. Were you the one selling this?
What is it?
What is this, pig Latin?
She, like, opens it up and shows it to you. And it's...
Drug meat?
That one... It's that one bag of meat that you were trying to sell.
Oh, the Hunger Munga?
Yeah, and you said it was like bad meat.
Yeah.
And you sold it for bad meat and just like threw it out.
Yeah.
It's like, are you the one selling this stuff?
I didn't sell it. I think I just gave it away because no one would buy it. Did you like it?
He goes, no, this is an offense, and it's no wonder your inn isn't doing very well.
What is it?
It's meat, crap, whatever you're selling.
Where didn't sell it?
Where did you leave it?
Where'd you get this one bag?
I may have put
it. I found it.
Sign.
Okay. How do you know it came from here?
Because I seen you walking around with it.
Okay, but we're not selling it from here. I have one bag of it, and then it turned into a hungamunga.
It's
gross.
Okay. Then put it down, you weirdo. Why
talk
do you think
to
I
the
got
city council. I don't know what...
David, this shit smells. Will you kick her out?
We'll throw it away if you tell us where
what
it's
at. What do you
at.
Want? Yeah.
She's, oh, wait, I didn't...
Okay, fine, I
she's
speaking, it and throw it outside.
Wait, did she respond in common, or...
She was speaking in goblin.
Oh,
yeah, no. So all I smell something, and I just see
what?
A nasty
I'll
goblin.
I'll just take it and throw it away, I guess. I'd be like, please take it.
David, what's
garbage.
Happening here?
She says, I can't...
You gotta translate for us. What's happening?
Hold on.
She's a goblin, and she's like...
Oh, man.
I can't stand
Whoa.
Having
it's
this
weird.
Bad meat all over the town. If you want, I'll work for you. Being a cook. My clan member was a cook, but some of your dark knights killed her.
Would you
so
have any references?
I think your dark knights killed them all. The last reference I had
was that when I did a sweet backflip over the fire? Was that that
well,
quick?
Not you.
You mean Martin Lawrence?
No, right. I wasn't there.
The late
Martin
Lawrence.
Yes.
No, Tabitha doesn't know anything about it.
Are you still alive?
But was that?
Oh, he is.
He's a junior.
Yeah, we put him in jail.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
when I was playing Martin.
If you
ever
guys ever check, you might not be.
Yeah, we didn't know.
It's
you
true.
Didn't follow up on
that's
that,
awesome.
That's all right.
No, yeah, Tabitha doesn't know about it. I just think that's funny.
We got bigger things.
Oh, hey, have you heard Martin Lawrence? Is he still alive?
I'm
going to
pop sure.
Is that her?
That's right. All right. So, as a goblins don't usually, right? I'll be like, I gotta talk to my, I was like, why don't you come in and have a seat, help yourself to a drink, I'll go talk to my...
What are you doing? Do you want to make money? Why are you having a call?
She comes up and she, like, tries to hop up onto the seat and then eventually crawls up on top of it.
Okay.
Guys.
So gross.
Goblins.
What's the deal?
I come in and say,
that's so gross.
I come over
yeah.
and say in Necrol. Guys.
In Necrol?
That's a new language I learned. I want to try it out. I don't even know what it is.
Is there like a little bit of overlap with common that we're going to be like, what the hell?
I don't think so.
All right.
Oh, you went up your language skill up again.
I do every level.
I know.
I'm going to know every language.
I don't know what Necro is either.
I can't remember. It's something that. It's like fire people? No. All right.
It's infernal.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. Right. But I can speak that.
Oh, okay.
So.
I don't speak
awesome. Like, guys, a goblin came in and wants to be our cook? That's weird,
okay.
right? Goblins
well, we don't
evil,
have a
Gary right?
big cook.
It's true.
I hear they eat dogs.
Evil.
Yeah, can they cook for humans?
You know, maybe that's just a stereotype.
Yeah.
I mean, I try. Like I said, stereotypically, we don't like them, but she can cook well. Let's have her cook a meal right now.
She wouldn't cook your bad meat, so
I heard
maybe give her a shot.
I heard they eat
she also was carrying around weird, dirty meat.
Yeah, that every while.
Yeah, because it was garbage. It'd be like if I went to somebody's garbage, I'd be like, why did you have this?
Maybe she's a... Maybe, listen. That's kind of classist. Maybe she doesn't have any other way to get meat,
right.
And you throwing it out was the meat she could get.
I was giving it to her?
Yeah, so if we can maybe up her level.
Well, then we could sense her motive somehow.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you think she speaks
common? Or
does
everybody have dice?
I guess
I do. I'm not too many.
I'll go ask her.
Hey, what's your name? And
I'm
you should come in here. But I can just use those.
Yeah, we got a bunch of guys.
The common thing can be a prompt.
So, how should this work?
I don't know. A lot of Mexicans work in restaurants.
Obviously, he's gonna have to roleplay this if it succeeds.
All right, we're gonna need somebody who else who can translate to goblin. Does Makoa speak goblin?
I doubt it. I don't know how you feel about this.
He speaks Orcish.
We'll see what
happens. I go. What's your name? And can you speak common?
She goes, yes, I speak common. She
what?
Doesn't speak as good as she was speaking now.
Well, what's your name?
Oh.
Mar?
Mar.
Right.
Mar?
Alright, now I'm gonna move over there too.
I'm gonna come up. David, I'm walking up next to you. I'm gonna pull you aside. And then basically, I'm like.
I'm gonna let somebody else who.
They goblins eat badgers.
I ask her if she eats badgers.
As you pull, you're kind of getting pulled aside. He says that too. You're going to be like, do God, let's eat bread.
I do a sense motive.
I'm going to go over there too. I'm actually going to talk to him.
Yeah, you don't believe him.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the point it's for. Shut up, Tabby. All
right. I'm going to go talk to
him like
a little bit.
Looks like I'll eat
that
every night.
And anyway, I just asked her. You guys eat badgers?
Let's give her a goblin. She's not going to tell you the truth. Also, get off the table.
Hey, calm down over there.
Get off that tiny table.
Let's just say we'll give her a trial basis.
So what did you say your name was again?
Mar.
Okay. Ma. Ma. No. Marn, it's nice
if
to meet you.
Work, no.
Ma.
Ma. Okay, Ma.
No. Ma.
I can't pronounce it properly. I'm sorry.
Marge.
Which Marge?
Her name's
all right. So you want to come work for
wait,
us?
Wait, why don't we have her cook something for us?
Yeah, how would you feel about doing a quick trial run with what we got in the kitchen?
I'll be the chef. I'll be the weird...
She says, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll give you a part of it, too, but whatever you make today.
I'll detect poison all day on everything she's doing.
He just sits here and detect poison.
Tabby, have some trust.
Don't you just have, like, detect evil weapon?
Yeah.
No, I detect poison.
Okay,
oh. She's obviously evil. It's a goblin. I'm
that's
a dwarf.
That's racist.
Okay.
She's a dwarf.
I get a plus one to kill her right now.
You happen to be an asshole, but I don't. Doesn't mean your whole race is.
That's what
right.
I have a plus one to kill you. Watch your back.
Well, did she see? Did you?
All right. So
did
I'm
anybody
like,
ever
send while I'm talking with her, I'm also going
to. I don't have weird. To. She's a goblin.
14. I probably have pretty good stuff.
32.
Yeah, 24.
You, from her broken common, you kind of get the sense that she's telling the truth. Or at least she thinks
look,
she's telling
we
the truth.
We need a cook and she does a good
no.
job. Hey.
Tabby,
hey.
Did you put any money
hey.
In this in, Tabby?
He says no.
All right.
I've never been more thankful for my ring of sustenance than
I push him down, and since he has a heavy armor, he can't get up. So he just waddles on his back.
I got a plus four to that shit.
All right.
Turtle.
I'm going to make an executive decision, Tabby. We're going to let her see.
She do what you want, but if you find her in a back alley, I don't know.
And let's do this. Like, let's all set a table. Let's judge it. We'll act like this is like some cooking competition.
You guys are lucky I'm chaotic good.
Yeah.
We'll have her
all right,
Makoa
I'm good with
cook
this.
A dish, and we'll pick
that
out what's
the best. Doesn't mean I'm not a dick.
Okay, yeah. Makoa and her both get a chance.
And I'm going
to... We'll give you both the chance to...
No.
Doing that.
Wait, you're making Makoa?
It'd be like Bobby Flay. Throw
if
that.
You can cook
make
better than Makoa, we'll give you for shot for sure. Plus a higher incentive. Than
and that. We'll get some judges off the streets too, some impartials.
Okay.
We need to go kill this guy.
Right. Hold on, this can wait.
I mean, yeah, we need to...
Don't you see something very important going
I'm,
on?
I'm effing starving, but yeah. We can't bring in these. We can't make this a show. We've got other things to do.
No, this will be fun.
I'll agree.
I'll be the host.
Who's at what table?
I'll be right
hold on,
here.
Hold on. Still at my table.
It's got to be blind. We can't see what the other ones.
I'll sit with the dwarf.
Whichever's
on the right.
I don't know what that last word is.
That's the other person in the competition.
No, I know what that one was, but I didn't know what the... I didn't know what...
Oh, I just...
That...
A circle. Oh, sorry.
Tabitha's handing notes to Eric right now.
You want there. Paper? I have paper.
No, it's fine. Yeah. There.
Oh.
kind of fun being DM sometimes, huh? A little bit of improv involved.
Only you guys know how much I've improv done this so far.
The Drake comes alive. Because the food is that good.
Now it's it loves goblin.
Goblins are evil,
what
right?
What would you roll for cooking?
Yeah.
You don't have... There's no
craft.
Cooking.
Craft,
yeah. I guess
my ancestors have a long history of these fucks, and you're just going to let it waltz in here. Probably left, like, mud all over the floor.
I check, is the floor Drake?
It's a survival check.
I wouldn't do a very good job cooking, huh?
Survival check, then I get a plus two.
I don't have a craft yet, or a profession. I feel like I should pick chef right now.
22. For see if she left muddy tracks.
Yeah. Those tracks through there. The 22.
Clean them up.
What was the bag of... What was the bag of crap she
there
had?
Was...
So let me get this straight. They're both cooking,
awesome.
They're bringing us food?
Yeah, we're going to taste test it.
Okay.
You're going to take poison on all of it first, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
so they,
I'm trying. What was
they
it
go to this first table, and
are you going to detect poison?
And
right?
Damn
right.
Mom puts on this. And it doesn't look like something. It smells good, but it doesn't look good. I guess
it's a blind taste test. You can't.
But Makoa just puts like a bologna sandwich on the table.
All right, so I'm going to eat it. Do I need that?
Makoa, that looks glorious.
You're taking a bite out of both?
Yeah.
Take a bite out because it tastes like...
Bologna sandwich.
Like bologna sandwich.
Why did
it taste poison? No mayo, nothing on it. It's just like two breeds of bread.
I didn't detect poison yet. Do you want...
You taste hers, it tastes, you don't know what she has in it, but it tastes like a little, I don't know, tangy, I guess. I mean, you can order it again.
Yeah, all right. Better than McKellar.
You should definitely order it again.
It tastes good to me. I'm good with it.
All right, then they come and bring one out to here. Basically, McCullough just puts out a turkey sandwich. That rolled really low for him. And she puts down, it looks like a sandwich, but it's, like, cut in a weird way, so it's layered or something.
So can I do, like, a nature check to see if it's poison?
Yeah. You have to taste a little bit of it.
That'll be a 25.
And you don't think it's poison, but you can tell it's got, like, some kind of weird herb combination on it.
Can I tell what the herbs are?
No, it's just, like, weird.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Right.
From your preliminary taste.
I feed a little bit to Shivers, see what he thinks.
Shivers likes it.
He likes both? It's good?
Yeah, he likes both things. That's pretty much what he does.
Just eats all of it.
Yeah. Then the last table where Ryan or Mentos and Tappet are at.
I'm going to move over there, I guess.
Oh, you're watching?
Yeah, I'll watch. You have to give it a chance.
I already did.
So Bob puts down
what's being served by a goblin? What is it being served by a goblin?
It kind of looks like a roast of some kind. It's got like two bone-like legs things sticking out of it.
Wait, Makoa just brought this to me?
No, this is what she brought out.
Looks like something out of Flintstones.
Kinda, yeah.
Does it tip the tail over?
And Makoa this time has like a cupboard this time, and he undoes it, and it's like, it looks like a professional chef thing. I rolled a 20
on the
last one.
Why did they make a different thing for each table? Why did they just make one thing?
Let's just show their differences.
Okay.
And it's like a full four-horse meal, like soup, and there's like...
What the hell, Makoa?
So we just made this one.
You
like,
made
oh, shit,
me. You ran out of time.
Yeah.
So in other words, you ran out of time. Is that what's happening, Mikaela? Because I got a bologna sandwich and he gets a 3-course meal.
He's like,
I got two sandwiches.
He said, Tabit healed me.
Oh, I see.
Tabit, friend.
Well, that's fine.
This is,
quite
possibly the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, well,
he didn't even taste.
You have
well,
you have elevated.
I think
the
in the world in
you know,
general had just went up a grade.
What about
well,
the
Makoa,
blind taste testers?
No, we didn't have anything.
Yeah, we
didn't.
Also,
well,
I detect poison.
You know, it's,
yeah,
it,
there's totally poison. All over the
line.
I don't feel...
Oh, yeah, I checked if I am.
That'd be a 21.
He's like, God damn it.
I can roll high once in a while.
He's like, I use all three mythic points.
So is that it's against my sense motive rate?
This would be against your bluff.
Yeah.
Oh, bluff. Great. Alright.
Tabit, why? You need to stop lying.
Well, did you actually check?
Yeah.
He's lying. And the GM's response to his check?
David's roll is accurate.
Alright, so, well, unfortunately for you, Makoa, you only got, you got one vote. So,
did you taste this?
You were fired!
Did everyone gather around and taste Makoa's food?
Let's just hire her as a sous chef.
We need an extra chef anyway, so you're on, Mark.
We'll have a trial basis.
Yay!
No guarantee you sleep downstairs.
Do you not have a place
own
to sleep?
Bed?
Oh, crap, she doesn't have her own place to sleep. Here. We haven't really checked out the basement yet, so if you want to go check down there, well, we'll give you...
She says, okay, before you finish.
I follow her down.
And then she never comes back up.
Never sees her.
Yeah, it turns out there is a hunger
The story with
here.
The bag of the meat was when I had the hunger monk and I couldn't get rid of it, I sold it to a guy and all he had was like a weird bag of meat. And so I was like, yeah, sure, because I just wanted to get rid of it. And then like a day later, I don't even think it was a day.
No, you opened
it up. I opened the bag of meat and the hunger monk was in there.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cursed item.
No.
All right, so we got a new cook.
I put
that was unexpected today.
expect me to eat this?
So, we got a new cook. That's good.
Why don't you ever come back up?
Hey, either way, we got somebody. We got, like, you know, have you heard of those miners that have, like, canaries?
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of our canary, if that's the case.
Okay. Someone should keep an eye on her.
Well, Michaela is big enough you can keep an eye on her. You just
don't have to. About this new goblin person that walked in, you hear another loud explosion outside.
Ah, shit.
But unlike the ones before, this one is followed by a really loud screech, like something crying out in physical pain.
Hmm.
Well,
so anyway, I think now that we got this one, yeah, we need to start advertising.
Okay, hey.
What?
Now's not the time for marketing.
Okay, you're right.
Honey, come on, we gotta go.
Concentrate on the
drink. Now we got an explosion.
Concentrate on the what?
Drink menu.
Oh, yeah.
Now, grog is fine.
Wait. Okay, I know where your line of business is going. Let me just shift your attention for a second.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That drink statue is a little dusty.
No. Come outside with me.
All right.
See?
Let's go.
Right here.
Wow! You need a new marquee out here. I will follow you guys in a moment.
Okay. Please don't kill our new employee. Yeah.
Okay. No, don't kill our new employee. Don't. I want you to promise me you're not going to kill our new employee.
I won't kill her.
Okay. No, and you're not going to do anything bad to her.
She's gonna live.
Okay. No, that's not what I asked. That's not what I asked, buddy. How many adventures have we been through now? I want you to promise
me
that you're not going to hurt.
Also, you don't have a steak in this inn. You're looking at let you stay in here.
I'm never going to eat a steak from this inn.
That's
sure.
Fine. That's fine.
He did a pun.
I want you to promise me.
I promise that she would not come to any harm.
Okay.
So do we have to leave while you do your little thing?
Let's go.
All right.
If that's the best I can do, I'll take it for now. Let's go. We got something to do now.
He does have Raise Dead now.
So are we leaving while he stays here and does whatever he's going to do?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's just real quick. Probably don't have to leave.
Well, we're going to go at least get a look at what's going on out there. So you do what you need to do.
Okay, is she downstairs?
Yep.
Okay, I go downstairs.
Okay. Do we need to get out of the room for that?
I'm not going to kill her.
Okay.
I mean, it's for all I know, it's not going to go to the hot end because they're rolling shit. I'm going to come down the stairs.
Okay.
I'm going to slowly walk towards her. I'm going to stare at her with my badass eyes and her shitty tiny goblin eyes. And I'm going to intimidate her.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that if you ever fuck with anything in this goddamn inn, the full wrath of Buquoid will come down upon you. And by that, this Morningstar. That's a 16.
You successfully make her piss her pants.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
She's right. Like, okay.
But,
alright.
I do like the fact that that's
And I, I start walking backwards, and I never actually take my eyes off of it. I walk up the stairs.
Can you fall, make a dexterity check?
I fall. I fall down,
he can't get up.
Yeah. No, I will fly the stairs.
I'll still
no
beat
problem.
You.
I will blow that slide.
So,
I fly the stairs.
He falls down on his face. Please get my friend.
So I can intimidate you.
Stop using yourself to go get help.
Yeah.
Also, clean that up.
Please put a water
break
right here.
I'm like, you guys get insurance policy, okay?
Out of character, I just want to say, I find this really amusing because right now you've just engaged my sociologist perspective where I'm like, this lower class person needs some help, and we're going to provide her as much help as we can give her.
I'm a dwarf, and I'm a racist, okay?
I am too, but I haven't done anything against you yet.
No, you've been helpful. You've never tried to serve me food.
All right.
But
so you come outside.
If you did, God help you.
So,
All right, I follow the direction I think the explosion came from. I don't know if you guys were just waiting outside the door.
Give me a perception real quick for to see which way it comes from. Except for the cabin.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, good, actually.
Plus.
That better be the only one I roll.
16.
30.
Yay.
All right, you guys... Damn, 30?
Yeah, his stats are fucking crazy.
18 plus 12.
Oh, I'm at 20. I only have 25.
Well, I didn't put a lot.
I rolled 18.
Shivers got a...
Sniff in there.
You guys notice...
Shivers got a...
You guys,
23.
Especially Mentos and Kenny immediately notice that the sound came from the church you guys just left.
Okay.
Good thing we left.
Hey, good thing we went there first.
So
all right.
You see the creature?
Hmm?
We're not
Did
close
you go
enough.
There?
We're not that close?
No.
Alright, so I don't care about that place anymore. Let's go get this other person.
Yeah, let's go.
That was our plan. Let's stick to the plan.
Let's go to Mir.
Mir.
No, that's right.
Space Station Mir.
I didn't get my boots.
Oh god, they came right to us. We could just kill her in the end.
Yep, that was her.
Told you.
Mentos didn't get to that part in this other time we played it. Actually, just the cool Lord Goblin.
Aren't there, like, Jim Crow laws that prevent you from giving her, like, a decent wage?
Jesus.
Isn't there something similar to that?
As we're running to the explosion, I want to just ask somebody on the street, is Martin Lawrence still alive? Martin Lawrence still alive?
Everyone's like, who?
Who?
Who? Who? Yeah, I'd rather employ him.
Why don't you just wait till we find the Dark Knight?
I'm just curious.
You didn't even know Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, I did. I think he stopped in one time and got
once, yeah, what?
Was he at the, was he at our, like, opening party bash thing?
No.
Okay, I just couldn't remember.
He stopped in to get some stuff checked out.
I don't think Tazer has seen him.
That did happen, though.
Yeah, that did.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that sense, yes.
Anyway. The only one you guys might not know is the little man, because you guys thought he was too young to have.
That's right.
It's true.
You just couldn't see him.
We had... What did we have serving? Didn't we have Shivers serving beer at once?
Yeah.
We
sure did.
Smoky night.
I don't think IDs are, like, you must be this tall to enter ever,
yeah,
like, happens. I mean, there was people stealing from us that night. Our perception,
just
our perception was not good. David bashed some guys, like, he did,
they,
like, a...
To be fair, they were
Patrick
Wolverines.
Swayze movie, Brown House, or whatever,
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Yeah, he, like, bashed some guy's face.
We've been a dick.
Yeah,
it
was.
To be fair, in Roadhouse, he was nice until he had to not be nice. David was not nice from the beginning.
One information.
Still think it's like burnt part of the bed now that nothing's happened about it.
You had a demon imp. I'm not
busy.
Bad about that.
Yeah,
it was not bad.
I was just making sure that...
Or it was a ghoul or whatever,
yeah.
Right? That's what we decided what that thing was.
I was just making sure that that goblin didn't have any...
You tell us about what you did or not?
You son of a bitch.
No, I came out and I said that, okay, I'm fine with her.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at what Necro is.
It won't even matter unless Eric puts it in the game.
Also, you should have to, like, actually use these languages or you forget them. So we're like, okay, come on, guys, I'm studying.
I use them in my head.
So you're
I'll accept that one.
It's spoken by ghouls of the Darklands.
Who?
In the Darklands, there's like a
country
that's like all undead.
That's Pathfinder specific, so you will probably never use that language ever.
Yay!
what is that? Is that Geb? Neb? Something like that? That's the country, I believe. It's a country that was like it. Like
spoken by the ravenous ghouls of the Darklands. It is a mixture of Aklo...
Actually, that's probably a good one. Go ahead and keep that.
Okay. It is a mixture of Aklo, Undercommon, and Osiriani, focusing
Wait,
on
Wait, you
terms.
Plan on actually talking to the dead? Like, you're gonna, like, talk to them?
There were, I'm running out of languages to pick.
No, you're not. I definitely smite, and then I maybe high-five somebody.
So as we're marching here, I'm gonna...
That's so much undead. Like...
I should take
experience.
I'm going to mention to Devitt, like, how does he keep picking up languages? I don't understand. It's like an idiot savant.
And I say, you understand, I can understand anything you could possibly
say. Well, I'm whispering to you. I'm not talking in, like, loud.
I,
and, like,
I know secrets.
I understand whisper.
Whispers?
How? I don't understand how he does it.
The only thing I can think of is that... Are you, wait, is it wasn't your...
All right, so you guys travel down the street, guys. You're talking, talking. You come by a rather large river that runs through the town.
Is
a river in this town?
And his dad was an orc, and he's just like, no, they don't have a relationship.
It doesn't happen. Yes, it does. They owned an inn together.
Sounds like a very
all
right.
Off 40-foot-high single-story building looming over the river's edge. Walls are construction out of stone around a wooden frame. Doors are of stone as well.
Should we just look for a basement and entrance at this point, guys?
Yeah. Let's just find a sewer.
There are... Actually, since you guys said that...
Like, yes! We're like the crappy version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Just say on the record that this thing's gross. I haven't even seen it yet, because, you know, for one, it's invisible. But two, it's just like...
Well, slime's never...
There are three sluice gates. How do you say that? S-L-U-I-C-E. I've never said that before.
Sluice.
Gates.
Sluice.
That look like, you guys might be able to shimmy up into those if you really wanted to.
Not me.
Three chimneys rise above each gate as well, but these are...
There's a lot of destruction on the screen.
They're like shut off and busted.
Oh, yeah.
This is the front entrance, this is the side entrance, this is the kind of way you guys are coming from. And right now, all of the smokestacks are bellowing.
The dark knights there?
What is this place?
It is a vat house where they mix and do stuff for, like, the mortar they build.
Oh.
Stone mortars and all that stuff.
Bunch of shitty...
Smear?
Smearing chemicals.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably nothing here.
Mir owns it. Mir kind of has a monopoly on it.
Right. Well,
if you go over your basic notes on him, I guess
he's a mason.
He's a mason. There's rumors that he dabbles in necromancy, and there's also rumors that he does a lot of work with the which ones are they? The Wolverines, possibly. Related to the rumor from long, long ago that they were building siege weapons of some type.
Okay, well, let's go inside.
You want to do a perception check?
Oh, that's a good idea. Sometimes I forget to be smart, too.
That's why
it seems like the longer
around.
I'm around this guy, I forget to be smart.
You're infecting me.
Oh, that was yours?
Yeah.
I got a detail.
No, maybe you should ditch the end and open a university or something.
Me?
Yeah.
21.
Okay.
I think that's what? 24.
Tabit not doing anything?
I'm taking
pictures.
You're what?
Taking photos. Perception checks?
Do so. It's stone, man. It's stone.
Oh, shit, yeah. I get a boner.
Are we in an urban environment?
Kinda, yes.
Alright, so mine goes up by two.
23. Smelly sewers? Yeah, it's urban.
Basically everything I just said, nothing out of the ordinary besides that. It sounds like that's whatever going on in there is going on. You can hear like the sound, like factory sounds.
Look at the water.
Like and clankings and bang bangs and all that fun.
What kind of machinery do they have in this?
Yeah, actually check out the water.
Machinery?
Yeah.
As in like the world in general?
Yeah, just in general.
The world's kind of lower industrial. It's like it would just be starting.
Okay. I'll look at the water, listfully, and go, like, man, I wish
the
someone
hasn't
had
been
a spell that would let me breathe under there. I'll get something to nature check on the water.
Drink it. What's stopping you?
Natural 20.
It's water.
Yeah. It's wet.
Yep. Okay.
There's actually
some stuff here.
Nature check. Knowledge nature is
leukemia. You can tell that the runoff from the sluices,
it should be sluice.
It's definitely polluting this water.
Yeah, he's saying it right.
But
it's
going down
like
stream.
I don't like pollution. I like
nature. But it's enough that it's coming over this way and you can like taste it.
So where's the entrance to this place?
Where the two doors
are. Where these two doors I put on.
Let's just go to the near. I'm ready to go to the
two doors
store.
Unless you want to be adventurous and go in.
We know we have to kill this guy.
Like, is this a road?
This is a road.
Look, this guy probably signed his own death warrant. the second that he summoned this horrible monster.
Be in the basement.
I'm sure we'll have to go in the basement. Should we just... I don't want
to
swim.
You'll have to
water.
Make a dex check, and you are not going to make it, buddy.
I will fly down there.
You just put on heavier armor.
Yeah.
Do you want me to push you into that water?
We will go through the goddamn door. Why swim through poisonous water?
Exactly. Exactly.
You guys did that enough in the last adventure.
All right. What's
Listen, my god is an awesome god.
Just what I did, I faced
wrong. Yeah. I can go down that if I want to.
Kenny responds
a
little bit.
Plus, it's not like we're full of great decisions.
I'm kind of. I am interested in doing that.
Hey, you know,
yes,
I have a really high swim bonus.
Be smart or powerful, and luckily we're powerful right now.
Do you want me to swim over there and check it out, see if it'd be made?
No. No one's swimming in the water. We're going in the door.
You're not convincing me, but I can see it in his head.
No. No.
Sure does look fun, though. Sure does.
I'll be nice to Shivers. I'll be nice to Shivers if you go.
No, I forget. I have a plus 12.
I know you're a good swimmer.
Hey, you can
but
have all the mods
you
want.
Did you ever want to swim in vomit before? Probably not.
Yeah, and that's why I did it. It was the best New Year's Eve I've ever had.
Let me put this
Again, you were probably very drunk at the time.
No, I don't drink.
Let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Tabit would be more than happy to watch your badger swim in that, which means...
Oh, he's got a really high check for swimming, too.
No.
It's
Tabit,
bad for you.
Tabit doesn't like your badger.
Yeah, he does.
That's why
they're best friends. That's why they're always ribbing each other.
Let's just walk to the door.
Just go to the door. I'm going to the door.
Come on,
Mentos.
Yeah, I'm sorry. These are roads.
Sometimes I can't handle it anymore.
All right, let's go in the door.
Yeah, I told you.
While I'm going by Shivers, I reach down and kind of pet him like, don't do this.
Don't you do this.
Amakoa came with us?
Oh, I guess he did.
Hey, oh, shit, I gotta go.
Oh, wait, goblin.
Oh, wait,
right.
You said drinks. Oh, this is where I get the water.
I can't believe you would hire a goblin over him. He's so great. Seriously, he's the greatest guy.
Do you drink the water at our inn?
Yeah, but I fucking...
He
can't purify water.
Yeah, he does.
But I don't have to, either, if I ever sustenance.
So could you do any, like, magic check on the water to see if there's any magical pollution thing going on?
Detect magic, if you want.
I'd love it.
Alright, I detect magic on the water.
Alright, it is not magical.
Alright,
all that pollution is el natural.
Alright, so we're going to the door.
Guess we'll go to the boring old door.
Right, Shivers?
Goes up to the wall and starts hitting it.
All right,
hate this. All
right, I'll try.
So should we go in like?
Let's not like civilized people.
Okay. I have a really high stealth.
Now you're
ready. I could go in stealthily.
All right, so I'm gonna sneak.
Hello, is anyone home?
I have 19 stealth, and I'll just kind of open it up and peek in.
You have what?
It's,
I have a plus
12
to stealth. Oh no, that's actually plus 14 because it's an urban environment.
You have a plus 12.
Your ability.
So 21. I thought there wasn't any. Cause
yeah, you took the feet that allows him to do like parkour, though.
Because I have a set of leather.
Even my stealth is
10. I gave Phil my cloak of stealth.
Well,
he
can't be more.
I still had like a -3 stealth checks.
Like 3 or 4.
He gave me his cloak protection. It's good
for
like, you
wearing
leather.
A big gun.
Yeah, so I was like
100%.
Big ass.
I have successfully did one stealth check the entire game, and that's when we tripped some dudes on a rope. Into a pit with a gelatinous
cube. You just want me to get killed.
I didn't add in my...
Gelatinous cubes.
I need a pencil.
Oh, a pencil, do you?
I didn't bring it.
What happened to your mechanical one?
I didn't bring it.
Oh.
Oh, maybe I do have one in my bag. I'll get it after.
There's a construct. I couldn't flank it, so I got rid of it. Jesus.
The fuck are these robots
just
doing here?
Just summoned those.
My ring of protection is plus 2, doesn't
plus
it?
Plus 1, so...
2 layers of AC.
1 to AC with the ring of protection.
Dude, I
just
put
plus 2.
My
cloak
armor
plus
ring of protection
plus
2. Minus
1 armor check.
Duos.
50%
I will look it up.
Failure.
21.
A serious
so
ring.
I have a minus 1 to it.
Hello.
You are right. It is a plus 2.
Hey.
Oh.
Ah!
Blind DM.
All the monsters
bang.
Come out.
You just missed me terrorize a goblin.
Did I now?
Yeah.
It's a minus one. Oh, so
trick.
Minus one, and it's magical. GP. Plus masterwork. So you're right. It is my zero.
Okay, so...
GP, what's GP?
Sheep.
No,
no. Sheep.
All right.
Sheep. That's how much I tear
so
up.
So whatever I said, I had a plus 14 to that. All right. So
you just traded
the and
class.
The door doesn't open. It's locked.
I didn't touch her. I promise.
The door doesn't even
know
that.
But the door doesn't know you're there.
Okay, good.
I said, can you get up here with your these tools? Let's open this.
All right, let's...
Can you roll perception check?
Okay. Good. 17.
Okay.
On that. Plus
you see where he's at.
I would like to be... Because
he's playing sneaky.
I'd like to roll a perception to see if
we're
being watched or
so,
never being watched.
He just said, what did he find on this door?
It's locked. They asked me to
come. All right, let me try these new these tools and this skill I practice a little bit.
Hey guys, what do you have with the undercover? There is
you're
no possibility.
You're still thinking about that goblin.
What?
Yeah.
How did you get all these skills? What?
Who walks into
my
deck
bag is super high?
From a
so is mine.
And just gets
and I have
accepted.
A plus two to my deck, so I got a plus six on my deck skills.
It's a big over.
Whatever.
No, go ahead and try it. It's like I'm just letting you know.
What is the issue?
I just asked him what he had for disabled device.
Why is it a 6?
Because it's my deck, so I have a plus 4 and then a plus 2 from the...
Whoever doesn't have the badger.
From the belt
thanks.
I have.
Oh.
You want to collect money now?
Okay. Well, then why are you the one asking me to disable
it? Because I don't have thieves tools.
Okay.
Take my money.
Well, I'll try first and we'll see what happens.
Credit right. Cards?
I can help you.
Oh, and then I go in there and I do a pretty shitty job of trying to open that door.
Oh,
apparently.
It's a $15 delivery charge. I don't think so.
Nine.
$15?
$15. Oh, I know that.
Oh, Godfather's?
Nine.
Yeah, well,
no way.
I was like,
it's like the mafia extortion or something.
No one charges that much.
You,
$2. I don't know if they're like shorthanded, so they're trying to get people to come. I don't know. But it's like, that's way too much money.
I paid $8 to get
delivered
out on the
phone. What?
Were you rude to them on the phone?
No. I just said, that's ridiculous. I'll go come and get it.
That's what did it.
So you're going to go pick it up?
It was at first.
So I gave you a driver's fee. Would you pick up some
that's what happened.
For me? I didn't bring
it was
any beer.
At $3.
You have beer in the fridge.
I'm eating. I just about drank all the beer in the fridge.
Yeah.
It's gone?
Almost, yeah.
Okay, then I will buy booze. What kind do you want?
I don't care. Just give me...
You're going to have to tell
Miller
Lite. Like, doesn't drink.
I know.
I don't drink, yeah, at all.
Just some Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Oh, no. What's a fancy beer that I can say? A Fat Tire, if they have it, or Miller Lite. They will have Miller Lite, so if they don't have Fat Tire...
I have some mine.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever have that Raven stuff that I have?
I
don't
know
if
you'd like to test it.
Sure.
It's a 6. I have a fancy bottle, and it's expensive.
I'm going to ask if you ever had that
it's
Raven
a pale,
stuff, but I don't...
It's only like 4 bottles.
I think it's only 4 bottles.
Well, then...
Go ahead.
That's fine. I'll
thank you.
Anyway.
Okay.
We're here. So...
Yeah, that... Your picks are just like... Or, Bindin and you wisely take him out before.
Didn't do a great job on this.
Alright, let me give it a shot.
You want
to... Let me... Can
I was like, what?
Do you,
oh,
have,
yeah.
You have disabled device too, don't you?
Yeah.
It does. It's going to be weird.
So,
he doesn't do any better.
You guys should just take your time. Perhaps take
not
your time.
Opening it. I'm just going to see, is it
like,
unlocked?
Push it. It's also unlocked.
Alright,
How about you
I'm going to roll one more time.
Does that door seem sturdier? Does it seem like we could kick it in, possibly?
Alright, I'm going to try one more time.
Let's see what happens.
Let me try one more time, buddy. That one, probably.
Oh, there you go. 20.
Yeah, 20.
I would say just take your time.
20?
Yep. Total.
You're fiddling around in there and clicking and clanking, but you can't seem to find the right tumblers to hit.
I say, like, goddamn, man, take out my hammer and just whack it.
Wait!
Like
I was going to say, you're going to hammer the seat tools in there.
Spoosh!
No,
I'm just going to whack the doors.
Like
again,
those are masterwork, right? So you're adding a bonus in for that?
No, they're just regular thieves' tools.
Oh.
Not to metagame, but the disabled device shit's high. Like, it was going to roll high.
Yeah.
It's really high.
Warhammer. That'll be 25.
You vibrate. You let go, the hammer stays in place, and you just vibrate off into the wild. Just disappear.
1d8.
Well, those could be called thieves'
no.
tools too, right? Am I right?
Minto, check the other door. There's another door because we're
trying to lock too.
I know, but we can see if that's an easier lock.
Hammer.
He's
already hammered it.
All right.
He's
so
already hammered it.
Some of the door chips away, but it's still sitting up there.
All right, now try to unlock it.
Try just busting it down, big guy.
All right.
No, just slam into it with your shoulder.
What's with you guys in property destruction? Jesus.
Warhammer, that'll be a...
That's the old Abadar coming out right there.
God damn it.
Five.
We got a business and toilet paper.
Yeah, it is what
exactly.
It is.
Well, how about...
Nah, you missed that time. You missed that time. What's everybody else doing while he's
gonna fly hurts himself?
I'm gonna once again try to focus to see if I can see if anyone's watching us or him.
He hurt himself? Oh, god damn it.
So the last time when he rolled that one, he was getting really mad at it, so he was like, bang, bang! And he pulls it back and the hammer goes flying out of his hand. Right at the base of the water.
Oh, I thought he hurt himself. Okay, are you gonna go get your hammer?
Yeah, of course, it's a lock.
Alright, I'm gonna.
Do it angrily and stomp in your feet.
I'm gonna focus on where the lock is actually, the lock mechanism is. So I'm gonna try to actually use my strength check and bust it down.
So, bust
like
the door?
Kick the door
okay.
Next to where the.
I roll
latch
a 16 for my percent check to see if you're being watched right here. Okay.
But nobody in there would have heard that.
Oh, fuck.
So if I get my hammer, I just charge it and just run as fast as I can.
You're charging it? Okay.
Yeah.
Do I need to do anything to make sure
get out of the way?
Yeah, I'm going to...
I'll yell, get out of the way! And what do I add for charge?
It's +2 damage.
And then what do
I think?
Then just add my strength?
Yeah, I do.
And your strength. Then it's like rolling a damage roll, you just get a bonus to it.
So I'm sitting at 20-something right now.
To hit?
Yeah.
Alright, that'll definitely hit.
And then what do I roll? Because I'm just slamming into it.
You're not using your hammer?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know I could use my hammer when I charge. So I'll use my hammer. Damn it. 5.
There might be bonuses and damage for it.
Yeah, I think there is. I'm trying to see here. Special attack. Charge.
Is it a human? Because then I'll get a bonus.
Gavin says he... Pick a hell of a day to quit someone personally.
And also,
he says, give me a beer, too.
Oh,
no, you don't get a bonus to damage. Unless you were using a lance. So if you pick him up and use him.
We're going to act it out. We'll go find a door in here.
I don't like the hardness on doors. It annoys me.
Why don't you go try to pick the other door?
Yeah. I think you're right. I'll try that. Let me see what I can do. I'll move over to the other door. He's dead set on this one, so maybe we'll pick up the... Either he'll hurt himself until it doesn't open, or he'll open it and we can go back that way, so...
And I need thief souls.
You
know...
damage to it?
I roll a 5.
Oh, okay.
And there's no bonus for the...
No, it's just a hit.
Okay, and then I'm going to try to disable device on this. 10 plus 5, 15.
Nope, same deal.
I'm still pissed.
I'm still new at this, Mentos.
24
hit.
And that'll be 10.
10?
Yeah.
Take a good chunk out of it. It looks like it's starting to give.
Alright, I'm going to keep working on the thieves' tools on the front one.
Alright.
17, that
and
might
I'll
be enough.
My,
22.
22 is not enough.
Oh. What?
Is 17 enough to hit?
Alright, I'm not good at this.
We're being attacked by that dragon.
I'll swing again.
No.
23.
I'm
going to try to kick that
damn
other door out.
It's not weaker now that it's pretty much damaged.
Like that
one? Oh. To recap.
We've been busting down doors.
He's been chopping the door. I tried to disable
the
door.
The
I got
big
a
22
and still didn't open.
So
I'm going to try to kick down the door using my strength check.
Yeah, that's a tough lock.
You can't kind of see in there.
15 for
so if I take a
strength on the front door.
If I take a slash
strength.
Hey, don't forget that
what are you trying to do?
That water slide you can go down.
Kick down the close just a strength check basically, but I'm focusing it where the weak spot is.
Yeah, okay.
You have that, right? It's like the old pin bar lift door.
What did you get total?
15.
15, no, that's okay.
If I use a slashing weapon, will that be more effective?
No.
Alright, hammer time. 21.
He's just chopping it. I'm trying to take it
off. The door said you can't touch this.
7.
Okay, it looks like it's getting ready to crumble down.
Alright, and then, wait.
No, it's not like open hold like
that.
It's
make the best
decision
either. One second, going.
26.
Alright.
No, this is totally normal. Like,
I missed again.
Abbott is 10. Not
10,
alright!
Well, while you're picking the lock open,
no, I've been kicking.
And when I break it open,
kicking you,
I just walk over and open it for him.
I roll a 17 and it still didn't open, so I'm.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I'm not. I'm too new at this disabled
device.
Even
like,
oh, God damn it, I thought you brought me a different kind of beer and I just mixed it.
Sorry. Lance is disabled device one of your class skills?
I think he has everything.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I added a point to it recently. Like, as I gained a level.
Okay, I didn't know if it was one of your class skills, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it's just
I will
rogue.
Eventually, it will be.
No, I have it.
Once you get
no,
to level
you
10.
Rank
it,
no,
it's, no,
it's
not.
Not
rank.
Yet.
Really?
No.
Yeah, once you get to level 10, everything becomes a class skill or something.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever. I mean, I gained a point in it because I had these tools and we needed somebody
yeah, been, I've had it
to try.
Yeah.
I didn't realize David here could out.
Do everything?
Yeah. Dude, that's better than me. But.
You'll get used to it. That's why I am.
See, if you don't think about things, it's a lot easier.
We haven't died. I haven't died. That's really the biggest selling point. We've been doing good. And, you know, it doesn't really matter how
I
get started.
Once I break in, I want to go to Lance's door and go, who is it?
Okay.
How do you have a disabled device?
Are you?
The Ranger?
Smart.
It can be. Well, you can put
a
rank
I thought
in
you
it.
Just put points in it. It's not like a class skill for you, is it?
Yeah, you have to put a rank in it to use it.
I have a rank in it.
Okay, then you can use it. As long as you have the tools, obviously, you can use it.
Oh, is it not a ranger?
I don't think.
No, it's not.
I'm
pretty sure it's just rogue.
I think you. Yeah.
That has a class
skill.
I
thought Bard has.
That's why I let the machine do all my work for me.
Does Bard have it?
I must have marked it. Unless I overlooked it. No, I mean,
Well,
do Rangers have
their, yeah, it's trained only, so yeah, yes, you just have a point in it.
Oh, I don't know why I haven't marked.
This break brought to you by the Ben Badger, who now has a new goblin cook.
Cunt.
Okay, well.
Gross, tiny cunt.
You shut up back there, Tavik.
Well, I guess
I'm recording now.
You shut your mouth.
You can sleep there, just don't
I'm sorry, I only have 7 disabled device.
Well, either way, it didn't work quite.
Yeah, so.
I
just
brought
don't know
to you by the
how I
Badger
really
with the condition the hair of the Badger.
That's a lot of
beds.
How much
yeah.
softer?
The beds are there, empty. The Badger's rarely there. The bed match.
Hey, he's conditioned now.
All right.
It's a very soft.
That's true. Are you all walking in and opening the door for him?
No, I'm saying, who is it?
All right, he does that. I'll read the following.
From the other
here.
Side,
yeah.
You're right.
Flavor text.
All right, the flavor text. I know we're coming in here. The air in this room was hot, humid, and foul smelling. A mix of acrid chemicals, burning refuse, and bitter smoke taints the air. The room itself is cavernous with a 40-foot-high ceiling supported by a tangle of wooden beams and walkways. A large square table covered with bricks and tools stood at the center of the room, and a network of chained ropes and pulleys run through the timbers above. Two flights of stairs lead up to the north to a long room filled with fumes and wisps of smoke.
God, and we wanted to break into here?
We did.
To come into, I know, but no one... No one wants to come in here. We just decided to, like, yeah, let's break in here. Oh, it's gross.
table.
So I wanna,
to be fair, Tabit, you knew it was going to be gross.
I want to start saying something.
It's going to be slimy.
It's true.
Be somebody with a ball gag in the mouth. I mean, God knows what. Stupid, awful
mushrooms. I just wanted
mushrooms.
To follow David into the gate and drown.
So I'm going to, like, start yelling something really scary sounding in the flow, and then open the door real quick. And,
like...
All right, Lance do Sith mode of David Dubois.
What's going on? Oh crap!
Jeez.
It's still pretty high 14, for me.
14. I'm trying to kid. I don't really want to.
16.
All right, you hear David making stupid noises on the other side of the door,
and then I open it for him.
Can he open it from his side?
Yep, you know.
Okay, it's a kind
it
of
wasn't even locked.
Hey, Kenny, what are you doing here?
Hey,
you hear them scary noises?
You said the jiggle.
Think there's a monster. I look at the table. Anything fun,
buddy?
Bunch of bricks.
I'm glad you got it open, buddy.
Bricks.
Good job.
Thanks.
I suppose
yeah.
that's
the best.
Bricks.
The
room. Masonry tools.
I don't know if I should reinforce you for your stupidity,
masonry.
But I will this case.
So 7 thieves tools.
Masonry. The only thieves tool is if you're doing cast of the Amadeon.
Ooh, let's do that.
So
somebody get real drunk.
Did you say we could see what was up here?
No, this is like upstairs. This is like upstairs, so it's like 5 feet. So only thing you can see up here is it's like really
okay,
like chemically foggy up here, so you can't see. Right. You do hear an audible bubbly noise.
Is that an audible bubble?
Yeah.
You know, like the classic mad scientist.
Right.
Well, I think
so,
this is a good stopping point.
Okay.
So
and go.
Yeah.
I thought you said we were done for the night.
Is Allison texting you about food now?
No, it's been an hour.
I think you just got back.
We're trying to bro it up a little bit now.
Yeah, professionalism.
You should probably go a little past an hour if you're going to edit these down.
Oh, it is past an hour.
No.
This is, I stopped it when we were like talking about nonsense.
Oh, and this is a cliffhanger.
So like the whole...
Right before we... So in our whole episode is just hiring our goblin... I'm a goblin...
cook. And playing Iron Chef.
And then showing up here to...
Break open a door.
I thought that was pretty fun.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys weren't there, obviously, but she's incontinent.
Oh, of course she is. We're all in
incontinent. Oh, I was just going to say the same thing.
Hey, so...
great minds, my friend. Great minds.
All right.
So is my grandma, but she cooks well.
Does your grandma have a change of clothes, though?
She does cook well.
Reminds me, I need to buy some new clothes.
Because you'll be gobbling down our food.
That could be your guys' slogan.
Gobble or gobble.
Try our new cook's food. You gobble it down.
All right, so we'll
I've taken
be back
so
next week.
If I ever lose a ring, I will kill my character.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.